Rat Pack, where you at?
What's going on? It's the FTN Fantasy Football Podcast. My name is Jeff Ratcliffe, and it is Wednesday, October 18th. Of course, a Rankings Wednesday on the podcast. We're going to break down initial rankings for you here on the show. Actually, before I dive into it, so quarterback, there are some moving pieces at quarterback, a bunch of them. But first and foremost, Anthony Richardson is going to be out for the remainder of the season. So if you're in a non-keeper league, non-dynasty league, just a straightforward redraft fantasy football league, you can drop him. I dropped him this morning. Sadly, I did. But you know who I dropped him for? Guess who? Kyler Murray. Now, Kyler's not due back today, but he was designated to return today. And that opens up a 21-day window that the team, essentially, they have to activate him before that point or he would revert to season-ending IR. This is great news. I don't think he plays this week, but I do think there's a chance. I'm telling you, there's a chance, baby, for next week. So if especially you're in a super flex and you've gotten hit by this injury bug, run out, grab Kyler because he's widely available. The other news, there is some concern over Deshaun Watson. He said he's not sure if he's going to fully recover from this injury in 2023. Now, does that mean that he's going to season-ending IR like Anthony Richardson? I don't think so. I think he's just going to play hurt, ultimately. Now, we don't know if he's going to play this week. I am ranking PJ Walker as of right now, but we got to get through this week of practices before we do anything. So let's start a quarterback, Jalen Hurts. Yeah, in a big-time shootout. I can't wait for Sunday night, man. Miami-Philly, that is going to be so much fun. So, yeah, Jalen Hurts at one. Even in a bad week last week, he was still a top fantasy play. Patrick Mahomes at two, facing Los Angeles, should be a little bit of an uptick there for him. And then Josh Allen at three. It's New England. New England is always going to be tough. Even when New England stinks, they're going to be tough, especially in their division. But I'm not going away from Allen. We know what his ceiling is. Lamar Jackson, speaking of ceiling, he's playing great football this season. He comes in at number four. A little bit of a bounce back week for him last week as well. Tua Tagovailoa, tough matchup, but who cares? At five, Justin Herbert at six. I mean, shootout against Kansas City. I love that rivalry just in general. AFC West games are fun, and this one has the potential to be a high-scoring affair. How about this? Geno Smith at seven. Well, partially because we have six teams on bye this week, but this is also partially matchup. Arizona, I mean, Arizona's been good for quarterbacks so far this season. Jordan Love at eight. He's facing Denver. I mean, plain and simple, he's facing Denver. Matthew Stafford ordinarily would be, he'd be ahead of those guys, but his matchup is a little bit tougher this week against Pittsburgh. I don't love it, but I also don't hate it. Brock Purdy at 10. He's very boring for me as a fantasy option. You know, it's like guys like him, Jared Goff, blah. But this week with six teams on bye, facing Minnesota, not a bad spot for him. Usually 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. These types of guys move around during the course of the week. But here's how I have it today. I have Russell Wilson at 11. I have, and he's facing Green Bay, of course. I have Sam Howell at 12 coming off of a decent week last week. More than decent. He can put points on the board. It's ugly, but he puts points on the board. I have Trevor Lawrence tentatively at 13. Okay, so there are some moving pieces with this one as well. This has been a fun day. Fun week. Fun couple weeks. Nathan Rourke, who may mean nothing to you, but the Jags signed him from their practice squad to the 53-man roster. Now, again, this could be nothing because I have Trevor Lawrence, who said he's going to play or he thinks he's going to play. He's optimistic. I have him ranked at 13. Now, it could be, oh, crap, he's not good to go. C.J. Beathard will be the starter. Nathan Rourke will be the backup. Or it could be, Trevor Lawrence is the starter. Beathard is the backup. Nathan Rourke is the emergency third quarterback. By rule, in today's NFL, you cannot use a practice squad guy as your emergency third quarterback. That guy has to be on the active roster. So that could be at play here. I'm not quite certain. But, you know, obviously this is a brand new rule this year. But by definition, you cannot use a practice squad guy. So that could be it. Stay tuned there. You can always check back rankings on FTNFantasy.com tomorrow for updates. Jared Goff at 14. I don't get, like, there's a lot of Jared Goff love out there. Well, I get it. People are chasing fantasy points. The guy has 4 end zone throws on the season. 6 games, 4 end zone throws. He is a sell high. He has unsustainable production. Like, yes, the Lions are exciting. And no, Lions fans, this is not a shot at you. But this is not the time to acquire Jared Goff. This is the time to sell Jared Goff if you have him. Let's see who else is here. Kirk Cousins, don't want to use him against San Francisco. But these guys will move around a little bit. If you're wondering, Tyson Bagent is a top 24 option. He is 24. I have Mac Jones below him and PJ Walker below him right now. Moving over to running back. Okay, well, I will unpack McCaffrey in a moment, but with McCaffrey sort of up in the air, I have Kenneth Walker as the number one option. Love the matchup. Running hard, getting volume, scoring touchdowns. Really rock solid this week. Josh Jacobs at 2. I'm aware the efficiency hasn't been there, but the volume has. He's 3rd in the league in touches. That's very, very important, especially when you're going up against the Bears. Austin Eckler at 3, I'm not worried about last week. In fact, if this is a shootout, ideally this is a shootout where the Chargers are behind. Eckler catches like 8 balls for, you know, 90 yards and a touchdown. I'm here for that. Travis Etienne at 4, he is leading the NFL in touches. It would have been McCaffrey if he didn't leave last week, but he has 1 more touch on the season than McCaffrey. Saquon Barkley at 5 coming back last week and balling out, man. He had a couple vintage Saquon runs, 28 touches. Everything is looking good there. Alvin Kamara at 6. Since returning from suspension, he has 75 touches. And my math, let me pull out the old iPhone calculator. Oh, wait. That is 25 touches a game. 75 over 3 games is pretty good. Yes, he is locked in as a mid-range RB1 this week. Okay, so McCaffrey's at 7. There is a chance he plays on Monday night. We will not know that very likely on Sunday when we have to lock our lineups in for most of our players. So what do you do if you have McCaffrey? Ideally, you have McCaffrey and Jordan Mason. If you don't have McCaffrey and Jordan Mason, ideally then you would have McCaffrey and Mitchell, or you have maybe Alexander Mattison, although you'd probably be using him. So if you have the San Francisco backfield on lock, you don't really need to do anything. You can just wait until Monday, figure it out from there. If you don't, you're going to have to read the tea leaves here because there are 3 scenarios. Scenario 1, McCaffrey doesn't play, and it's Mason as the lead and Mitchell as the 2, but pretty much a timeshare between the 2. Scenario 2, McCaffrey does play, and all is right with the world. Scenario number 3, McCaffrey plays on a pitch count. So we see more Mason and maybe some Mitchell and McCaffrey. That's a wide range of outcomes. That's why he's ranked at 7 right now. So you're going to have to do your best here to figure this out. Of course, I'll have rankings as good as I can get them on Sunday at 12:30 when I lock those rankings at FTNFantasy.com. DeAndre Swift at 8, loving the role. Can't wait for this game. Now, Raheem Mostert's at 9. He is incredible, but the Philly run defense is very good. Bijan at 10. I'm not concerned with Bijan. He's playing amazing football, and eventually the cream rises, even if the fantasy numbers aren't quite there. Isaiah Pacheco at 12. Ordinarily, he'd probably be a front-end RB2, but with 6 teams on bye, he slides up into this territory here. Aaron Jones at 12. Okay, we don't know where he stands just yet. I don't have a Wednesday practice report from the Packers when I hit record today, but stay tuned on that one. Remember, he's still dealing with that hammy. Brian Robinson at 13. I'm loving how he's playing, man, and I like the roles expanding into the passing game for him. He's playing good football this year and essentially has relegated Antonio Gibson to, like, who? Basically, Brian Robinson, it's his backfield. James Cook at 14. It is a timeshare situation with him and Latavius Murray. Cook offers a lot more than Latavius Murray, obviously. Ramondre Stevenson at 15, back into our good graces after last week, and it isn't the touchdown. Honestly, it's his work in the passing game that was most encouraging for me. Jonathan Taylor at 16. Well, his workload should increase this week even more. It is a tough matchup, though, against Cleveland. Rashad White at 17, no competition for touches, even though he's not very efficient. Alexander Mattison, same thing, no competition for touches, although he isn't very efficient, and he faces San Francisco, but he's at 18. And no, Cam Akers, last week Cam Akers had 2 touches. I'm not worried about him. Jerome Ford at 19 does have competition for touches from Kareem Hunt, who I'll get to in a moment, but he's playing really good football. I was really impressed with how he looked down the stretch there against the 49ers. Jahmyr Gibbs tentatively at 20, so I don't expect David Montgomery to play. I don't know about Jahmyr Gibbs, so this is a holding pattern right now. If he is good to go, he may slide up even further. He may slide up to like ahead of Rashad White, possibly ahead of Jonathan Taylor. If he doesn't go, then Craig Reynolds will be back-end RB2 material. Javonte Williams at 21, timeshare in that backfield with Jaleel McLaughlin, but Williams is on the right side of it. Roschon Johnson at 22, I do expect him to get back this week. Not a terrible matchup against Las Vegas either. Najee Harris at 23, frustrating I know, because Jalen Warren's at 25, it's a full-blown timeshare in that backfield. Kareem Hunt is at 24. This week he'll be usable as a back-end RB2. Most weeks that won't be the case because most weeks we won't have six teams on bye. Right on the outside looking in, Zach Evans. As of right now, it does look like we are going to miss Kyren Williams for the next 3 weeks. The Rams' bye is after those 3 weeks, so it would give him a full month to recover for the stretch run, and the Rams are very much in the playoff hunt right now. So Evans is going to be usable as a fringe RB2. Maybe better. I'm going to try and do some work here and figure out how much Royce Freeman they're going to use, but we'll have a better sense of that for Friday's show. But as of right now, if you picked up Zach Evans, you spent a few dollars on him in Fab, not a bad pickup. It's a short-term rental because remember, Ronnie Rivers isn't going to be out there for at least a month as well, but not a bad pickup. Gus Edwards, Justice Hill, they're down here. A.J. Dillon, Zach Moss, Tyler Algier, Zeke. It's not really that appealing this week. Okay, over to wide receiver, Tyreek Hill. Okay, so first and foremost, let me address this with Tyreek Hill. Like, we know he's awesome, but let me just say this sentence and see if this resonates. As of right now, Tyreek Hill is on pace for over 2,300 receiving yards. Does that hit home? Why am I saying this? I don't think he's going to have over 2,300 yards. I think he's going to have over 2,400 yards. No, I don't think he's going to have over 2,300 yards. I don't. Could he hit 2,000? Possibly. Why I'm saying this, though, is a lot of people are acting like we're in a sell high. We are not in a sell high with Tyreek Hill. We haven't even seen his ceiling. That's scary AF, by the way. What he's done so far, and we still haven't seen like a perfect game from Tyreek Hill. Don't sell him. If you have him, just sit back and enjoy it. Cooper Kupp at 2. I mean, do we ink him in for 100 yards? It's amazing. He's so awesome. So much fun to watch. Stephon Diggs, by the way, do we ink him in for 100 yards? I mean, he's just rattling him off. He's fifth in the league in receiving yards per game. At number 4, Keenan Allen balling for the Chargers in what should be a shootout. I'll talk more tomorrow if I do think, you know, I'm not quite sure if he's going to see Legarius Sneed. It doesn't change me for redraft. It might change me for DFS, though, on him. A.J. Brown at 5, 4 straight with 125-plus receiving yards. Davante Adams at 6. I know some people may push back on this one. He has had 2 down performances in a row. This is a very good matchup, though, and I expect him to bounce back. Amon-Ra at 7. I mean, you can set your watch to this dude for fantasy purposes. He's as consistent as they come. Brandon Ayuk at 8. I am not sure if Debo is going to play. The day-to-day status is typically, yeah, he's going to play this week, but he may have some limitations. I have Debo down at 31. Ayuk is the lead wide receiver for that team. Jaylen Waddle at 9 has scored in back-to-back games. I just want a piece of this game if I can get it. Puka Nacua at 10. Okay. I understand the concerns, but remember, they didn't have to throw last week to win. Cooper Kupp's going to get his no matter what, but they didn't have to throw last week. Do they have to throw this week? I think they're going to have to. It's going to be a much more competitive game against the Steelers. DK Metcalf at 11. Honestly, this is matchup-based. It's a really solid matchup across the board for Seattle. Then Devontae Smith at 12. So in that game, Eagles-Dolphins, I have 4 of my top 12, a third of my top 12 from that game. So get it if you can. Start them if you got them. Chris Olave at 13, coming off a very solid outing last week. Mike Evans at 14. Could be a tough matchup, but we know the football is going to find his way to him with Baker Mayfield. He loves targeting Mike Evans. And the tough matchup is A.J. Terrell, but I'm not overly concerned. DJ Moore at 15. Tyson Bagent was prolific at the college level, and I think he can do enough to sustain value for DJ Moore. Tyler Lockett at 16 again, that matchup. Zay Flowers at 17. The rookie continues to surge this season. Really impressed with how he's played. Amari Cooper at 18. Even if it's P.J. Walker, P.J. Walker showed us last week he can get him a 100-yard day. So, okay, fine. Terry McLaurin at 19. He has had a string of bad matchups and did well in those matchups. It wasn't amazing, but it was good enough. This isn't a bad matchup. In fact, this is a great matchup for Terry McLaurin. Marquise Brown at 20. There's a cap on him until Kyler comes back, but he's still a wide receiver two play. Michael Pittman at 21. Tough matchup for Indianapolis this week. I mean, there's not much you can do here when you're facing Cleveland, but he's still in the wide receiver two conversation. Calvin Ridley at 22, fading. If only somebody would have warned us. Chris Godwin at 23, actually surging a little bit. Christian Watson at 24. We know the ceiling, and it is Denver that he's facing, and I don't think he's going to see. I don't think Sertan shadows in this one, so he's not going to see a ton of Sertan. Christian Kirk at 25. I'll get to George Pickens in a moment. Then Jacoby Myers balling out at 26. So let's talk about George Pickens. I just wanted to talk about him. That's what it was. Okay, Deontay Johnson should be designated. Well, he is designated to return. Should be activated off injury reserve this week. So that does put a little bit of a damper on the Pickens parade, but he's still very usable as a wide receiver three. Jordan Addison at 28 as the top wideout. But he has a tough matchup this week. Drake London at 29, also a tougher matchup for London. I do like what we're seeing out of that offense, at least from the passing volume standpoint. But Tampa's a good defense. Then Michael Thomas, boring wide receiver three. I have Debo, like I said, tentatively at 31. Gabe Davis, take the ticket, ride the ride. We never know which one we're going to get, but that's what Gabe Davis is as a fantasy option. Romeo Doubs at 33. Joshua Palmer at 34. Still too widely available. Then we'll round out the top 36 with Jerry Jeudy and Cortland Sutton. It's a slightly tougher matchup for Sutton, more likely in this one. He would be more likely to see Jair. Then, your usual cast out here, Rashee Rice, Tutu Atwell, Kendrick Bourne, Rashid Shaheed, Wandale Robinson, Curtis Samuel, Josh Downs, Deontay Johnson is there right now. I might move him up just a tick, but not the best week for flex. Always not the best week for tight end, and this week is especially bad. If you have one of these nine, I feel okay. And here's the order. Travis Kelce, duh. Mark Andrews, TJ Hockenson will get volume. Digging Dallas Goedert this week because I want a piece of this entire game. Then Sam Laporta at 5, still a rock-solid option. George Kittle at 6, we know what the ceiling is with him. Darren Waller trending up at 7, Evan Ingram at 8, Kyle Pitts at 9, also trending up. If I have one of those 9, I'm all right. If I don't, your streamer options are not good this week. I'll go from 10 to 17, and even 17 I'm reluctant. So Logan Thomas, Luke Musgrave, Pat Freiermuth, that's 10, 11, 12. Cole Kmet, like I said, Tyson Bagent can at least throw the ball around the yard. Then Jonnu Smith, David Njoku, Tyler Higbee, Gerald Everett. The reason why I'm reluctant on Gerald Everett is, if we start Gerald Everett, guess who's scoring a touchdown? Yes, that's right, Donald Parham. And he'll probably score 2. So if you don't have one of those top 9, good luck. Godspeed. I'd prefer at the top. Like Musgrave. Because Thomas likely still rostered, but Musgrave was out there in a bunch of leagues, so you're not totally screwed, but we're still praying for upside there. All right, that does it for today. I will be back tomorrow. We'll talk some wide receiver, cornerback matchups, and I'll give you some updates on the latest on the injury front, because this week is a doozy yet again. In the meantime, ftnfantasy.com, at Jeff Ratcliffe on Twitter, at Jeff Ratcliffe on Instagram. And I'll catch you on the flip side for another edition of the pod. I'm Jeff Ratcliffe, and I'm out.